An exhibition called Throw the Dice has been launched, put together by a group of local emerging artists who access NEMI National services. NEMI National is a not-for-profit organisation which supports individuals to improve their mental and physical well-being and live independently in the community. Elias Alavi is the art facilitator at NEMI National. We caught up for a chat about the exhibition alongside artist and NEMI consumer Stephen Howison.
It started a few months ago, maybe about 3 months ago. I received a call from Jacinta Thompson, the director of the Kerry Packer Civic Gallery, and she told me there is a spot available during the Festival of Ideas, and I was really happy about it, and I suggested to have a group show with artists which I work at NEMI National. Then we selected 8 artists on the basis that we have 4 groups run by NEMI National, 2 in Elizabeth, 1 in Port Adelaide and 1 in Murraybridge. So we chose 2 artists from each location. We also wanted to be quite diverse in terms of the art forms, and also, for example, having female artists and also male artists.
How did you think of this idea to bring together people that you knew through NEMI?
We do run art exhibitions 3 to 4 times a year, but normally it happens at small library spaces or community spaces, which is maybe some of the artworks cannot be really exhibited there. So I always really wish to have a proper gallery and to exhibit diverse artworks.
When all of the artists did come together and you had this idea, right, we're going to have this exhibition as the end product, where did you start in terms of brainstorming with the artists about what they wanted to do for themselves and for the exhibition?
It was so many conversations, especially with Vass as the art coordinator, and also with artists, with managers at the NEMI National as well, to find artists that really suited for this exhibition. It was a bit of challenging because we needed to choose only 8 artists from nearly 40 artists. And then we kind of thought that if some artists, they already exhibited before, maybe we give more opportunities for new artists. For example, Stephen exhibited only maybe 1 or 2 times before this exhibition this year. So we thought it's really best for him to be part of that as well. But once we told to artists, they were very, very excited because some of them, they go to see exhibitions, including in this gallery, and they were just so happy to finally telling to others and telling their friends and family that this time we're going to go to this gallery and see our own artworks.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So I did feel like they, especially at the opening night, they were just so happy and they're feeling very proud and, you know, they feel like they achieved something.
Were you sharing spaces with the artists? Were they working together or were they often working from home doing their works in a private space?
Most of artworks done during the workshops that we run at our 3 locations. So we have 1 group which is working mainly in photography medium. So every 3 weeks we go outside and taking photographs and coming to the center and then using softwares like Photoshop. Then the other 3 groups are quite open. Most of artists, they make painting and also drawing and some, like Stephen, working in installation art as well. So yeah, majority of artworks were done during the workshops.
Yeah, what about yourself, Stephen? You know, how did you find yourself to be a part of this project?
I've been going to NEMI now for almost 10 years, and the other guy from Port Adelaide that they chose is also a long-term participant in the NEMI program. I'm not sure exactly, but I think it's the long-term outcome of paying one's dues in what is a notoriously hard industry to be in, particularly if your work is abstract, which mine is. But it seems to be a due thing for Joe and myself because we have been such long-term participants of the NEMI program at Port Adelaide.
You mentioned your abstract works. How long have you been dabbling in art?
Okay, well, I first got involved in painting and drawing when I was about 18. Now I'm 50, so it's just over 30 years.
And have your works changed over that time?
I guess so, yeah. The interesting thing is that I've talked to Elias about this, but the connection between the illness schizophrenia and obviously brain functioning being affected by schizophrenia, the effect that that has on 2 things really, language is being one, and the other thing, it often stops people from being good at drawing pictures So hence abstraction was a way out because I couldn't draw because of the illness.
What role has painting and drawing played in your life over the years?
Okay, I quote Herbie Hancock, the jazz musician. He said when interviewed on radio in Adelaide, when he was in Adelaide about 20 years ago, that he used the expression, the piano will always be there for me. And I guess for me, like making paintings or art, it will always be there. So the world might be crumbling around you, but thankfully the art is a constant.
That's a wonderful idea.
Beautiful.
What about when you came to be a part of this project and these workshops? Did you have to think about your artwork in a whole new way? What did you learn?
I think basically with visual art, the thing is to persist. I recently saw two American artists being interviewed, and it wasn't anything that they said, it was just in their demeanour. I just sensed the hardness of their accomplishment through their demeanour when they were interviewed. It was Kenneth Noland and Helen Frankenthaler, and they when interviewed, one got a sense that it had been a very hard road, hard and long road.
Yeah. What was it like for both of you to see the different styles of art that each of the participants were producing?
There was considerable difference between the bodies of work that each person had produced. There seemed to be some threads there that one could see in terms of maybe a theme to a person's work. But to be honest, really, from only a small selection, it's very hard to say. I'd need to look at more of the work that they've made before I would say anything about their work. I think, you know, with particularly with art and culture, we need to be very careful about making too many assumptions. And it's always important to talk to people before we make assumptions about what or who they are or what they're doing. And sometimes one finds that people are often quite remarkable things and do it very quietly often, particularly in art making. And because I guess I, for myself, would use the word extramural, which means working off campus, you know. So I go to NEMI, but I also work at home. But I never make assumptions about people, their health, their state of health, particularly their mental health, or their arts practice. I think it's very important to talk to people.
Very good point, especially in the regarding art. It's such an expression of self. So to critique and to place your own judgments on a piece of art, it's quite dangerous.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the important things for our group is that we try to provide a very safe setting and safe environment. And even we do have critique sessions at the end of each workshop, but all of the feedbacks are very positive. And just in a way, even they, if someone may be talking about using, for example, why use that color, but the way that they put that question or a critique is just very positive, which is very important.
Throw the Dice, the name of the exhibition. Where did that come from?
The title of the exhibition is related to the title of Festival of Ideas, which is Who's at the Wheel? So, yeah, so we had some names and we had some titles, and also we asked artists, and someone came out with the title of Throw the Dice, and we all voted for this.
Mm, what's the meaning behind the title?
Well, what do you think, Stephen? What do you get from the Throw the Dice?
Well, I guess, you know, you could make a joke, throw the dice, you could make a joke out of Francis Bacon's gambling habits when he was alive in Monte Carlo. But I think that would be a stupid thing to do. But throw the dice, okay. I think it is a risk. You make these things and you're not sure how they're going to be received or interpreted. So it is a throw of the dice. The reception you're going to get, you can't really account for that. And, you know, there's some danger there in putting it out into the community and showing the stuff, you know, particularly. I mean, people have said, why don't you use more text? And the more text I use, the more they're going to know, more that I'm going to give away about myself. And so I think maybe throw up the dice is about the fact that, you know, there is some risk and gamble in the process as well.
That's right, yeah, yeah. I mean, for me it's also throw the dice, as Stephen mentioned. It has that accident and risk involved, and to be honest, working as an artist, it is quite difficult for many reasons. But to take that risk and to be very brave and working on in art, as if like you throw the dice and then it might. So it has that sense of courage in it as well.
to put yourself out there, to reveal yourself to others as well.
Definitely, yeah, which is very brave thing to do.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between text and symbol in painting. If you want people to really get a sense of your experience, you would use text, because symbols are always going to be sort of slightly blurry and slightly enigmatic, whereas language is more sort of precise, and you give away more with language. It's interesting that the only piece anybody wanted to buy involved text, which revealed some fairly, like as De Niro said in Cape Fear, "I am from the Black Forest," you know, reveals some sort of things from those sort of spaces that we get in, you know, the darker spaces. And people are always attracted to that, and I can never work out why.
What about for yourself being a part of this process?
Well, I feel I learned a lot from all of our artists here. One thing which I feel for the last 1 year I work with Stephen and an artist like him, is that I do get so many positive energy from beautiful people, which for me it's a very new experience, and I do feel like I should have read more and know more about mental health. And I think for many, they kind of want to have a kind of a distance from anything related to mental health. So for me, it was a very amazing learning process, just being able to working with artists like Stephen.
What about yourself, Stephen?
I think the other thing about Nimai is that, in a sense, it has the... I guess I should talk about this, because Nimai, in a sense, has a dual role. One is the art-making and the creative sessions that they provide, but they also, in another sense, are interested in how people are coping out there in the community with these illnesses. Myself actually went to a facility on Anzac Highway that was, again, under the auspices of Nimai, which was a rehabilitation or a timeout centre, which was halfway between community and hospital. And so I think often people are isolated in the community with these conditions, you know, mental illness conditions, and getting very little help. And by coming to Nimai, at least somebody's sort of keeping an eye on you. And if you are falling apart, at least somebody is aware of it. And the amount of support you get is small, you know, in the community. And I think Nimai, again, has that dual role. One is the art making, the other one is the fact that they are like a thermometer and keep an eye on people out there and see how they're going.
In that sense, what has Nimai meant to you over the years?
Well, I guess the great thing was this exhibition that we've just had. I mean, it was enormously exciting. And as a metaphor, I would say the difference between, as Elias was saying, between the exhibitions at library or community spaces and this big, big gallery that we just had this exhibition at, was that they actually served alcohol. And to me, the fact that the serving of alcohol was a metaphor for the difference between this show and the other shows that we've done. I mean, this was a proper commercial show. So for these people, it was very special.
And special for yourself as well.
It was very exciting, yeah, very exciting to be a part of it.
Had you done an exhibition like this on this kind of scale before?
I've done exhibitions, apart from the Nimai, run about three or four exhibitions a year. But I guess it comes back to the, anything. When I was in Scotland on holiday, I went to the New Scottish Gallery, and they really look after their artists in that country. And in a sense, we don't do that as much here. And often people lose their faith in themselves. And unfortunately, I've seen some very gifted people come and go, and that is a shame.
Some learnings from this whole experience, anything that you've taken away from this and that you'll walk with as you journey into the future?
For me was that, especially having the current exhibition, just felt like how working on a project like this makes so much changes in people's mind, and also in for the broader community to come and see these amazing artworks and learn more about mental health. So I do feel it really helped me to work for other bigger projects in the future, which is great. And we do receive a very positive feedback from the gallery itself as well. So more likely we will have another exhibition next year as well, which will be quite bigger and involving new artists. And so, yes, it's just very positive feedback.
Yeah, it's also, I mean, the sense of community was tremendous to see that sort of coming together, and that connection between people and our culture, you know, was a beautiful thing to see and to be part of. When I was at the opening, some of the people asked me what the cross in my work meant, and I said it basically meant people getting along together and living well together. And in a sense, you know, Nehemiah represents and encapsulates some of those thoughts about, you know, community and working together and helping one another. People involved in the arts industry are special people and often are not recognised for what they're doing. And getting back to the people that we've lost, it's, I think, people need to be nurtured, you know, in the arts industry. It is the isolation and the disconnectedness often of people in the arts, I think, is something that we all need to think about a little bit, and people need to be encouraged as much as possible in their endeavours.
I also just want to mention that I do feel there's a bit of a lack of diversity in art in Adelaide, and so I think that's something very important that, like, you know, all of the art organisations and funding organisations and galleries, they work on this. And amazing artists like Stephen and Joanna and the other 40 artists which I work with them, each of them, they are and they can be quite established artists in future.
Elia Salavi and Stephen Howison speaking about the recently launched Throw the Dice exhibition.